What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw.
The Orioles narrowly avoided a sweep yesterday by taking down the Guardians 4-3. Charlie Morton was exceptional with just that trio of runs allowed through 6 2/3. And with the trade deadline looming next week, there's growing speculation that his time in Baltimore could be coming to an end. If yesterday ends up being his final outing with the team, he emptied the tank by pushing his pitch count to 107. Here's Tony Mancelino on the decision to keep his veteran in the game.
Sure. I went to Charlie after the six and just asked him what he wanted. I think he was at like 93, 94 pitches right in there. He had kind of grinded there for a little bit, a couple innings. So had he not wanted to come out in the seventh, we would have gone to the pen. Probably Martin is what we were kind of leaning towards. But it was a non-issue with Charlie. Charlie wanted out there in the seventh. So we gave it to him.
The Birds will now return home for a weekend series against the Rockies. Dean Kramer versus Kyle Freeland is the pitching matchup for this evening's opener, and we'll have all your pregame coverage as usual on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Join us as we broadcast live from Pickles Pub starting at 6, first pitch at 7:05. From the Bob Bell Nissan Kia of Essex Weather Center, a heat advisory is in effect until 8 p.m., highs over 100 later this afternoon. I'm Nolan McGraw, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Ryan Ripken, Fridays noon till 2 with Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Ripping it with Ryan here on this Friday, Featured Artist Friday. Ozzy, Black Sabbath, paying tribute to the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, passed away earlier this week. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and of course Ryan Ripken. Orioles traded Gregory Soto, picking up his first save of the year yesterday, as a matter of fact, to the Mets. A couple of young arms coming as compensation. Naylor goes from Arizona to Seattle. So the things are starting. Trade deadline's next Thursday. Here to talk about that and more. So in the Window Nation guest hotline, future Hall of Fame baseball writer. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, that's coming up this weekend too. USA Today, let's welcome back our buddy Bob Nightingale. Bob, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about yourself, Bob?
I'm hanging in there. Say hi to Ryan Ripken.
Hey, Ryan.
How you doing, Bob?
All right, Gregory Soto, he goes to the Mets as they look to bolster that bullpen. Dominguez is available. We're talking about all the pending free agents for the Orioles. Charlie Morton, Eflin, he made, a quality start, if you want to call it that, a couple of days ago. Of the available Orioles, who seems to have the most juice to go as we're less than a week away from the trade deadline?
Well, I mean, Batista is a guy people want, so he would bring in the most. We'll see if the Orioles will trade him. I kind of doubt they will, but they have to get overwhelmed by an offer. Why not?
Now, in regards to the Cedric Mullinses and the Ramon Laureanos, who's having a big season for the Orioles, there was some buzz, I guess, Bob, that was said to the Mets, I believe it was, about a month or so ago. What's going on with the chatter in regards to the bats that the Orioles might have here?
Well, the Orioles need the Mets need a center fielder, so do a bunch of teams. So that's why, you know, when guys like a Cedric Mullins, you know, when he's available, you know, so is Luis Robert, that sort of thing. So I don't think you'll get much back, but you can hold off and say, you know what, who's going to be desperate enough? Who's going to give us what we want? So I would be surprised to see, you know, him get dealt maybe closer to the deadline. Just because everybody's kind of playing the cat and mouse game now, and seeing, you know, what they have to give up. He'll definitely be traded. Just a question of where.
Yeah, this is everyone's favorite guessing time of the year, Bob, right? And let's maybe, in your opinion, seeing Soto go for recently right now, they got Wellington, a top 19 prospect for the Mets, and Cam Foster. But where would you rank then a guy like Sir Anthony Dominguez in getting value back? Because you just mentioned that if the Orioles don't trade Felix Bautista, you know, that's the biggest haul you can get. But around baseball, some of these other premier closers may or may not be available, or they just might be too highly priced. Where do you think Dominguez could be priced for a team that really needs a high leverage guy, and what could the return look like?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be better than you know, the return they just got. So I'm not sure they get, you know, a top 10 guy, probably a top 15, maybe two of the team's top 30 guys. You know, obviously he's bounced around a little bit. You know, teams have given up on him. So he's not the closer type. You know, he's not like you were getting Class A from Cleveland or something like that, or even Bautista.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
For that matter. So you'll get a decent return. Not a great return, but at least they get something back.
Yeah, it definitely feels like something will. And, you know, the Orioles have to retool, not rebuild. But looking at teams that are trying to make a run down the stretch, Josh Naylor got traded last night to the Seattle Mariners. That was one destination that people thought maybe Ryan O'Hearn could be a suitor for. Is there anything that would change your opinion on teams that would want to try to make a move for the Orioles all-star DH?
No, I think he'll still be, coming in for sure. I'm sure the Mariners said, okay, who's going to, they probably offered, probably the same thing to the, Orioles as the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Diamondbacks said, Diamondbacks kind of jumped on it and said, yes. I think they felt a little pressure, like, hey, let's go ahead and move. Let's don't play around. And no, O'Hearn will still get he'll still get moved and he'll have some value back. And I'm sure, the Orioles are thinking, okay, we got to at least get better than what, they gave up for Naylor. And Naylor's okay. But he only hit 11 home runs. And if you only hit 11 home runs in Arizona, you're probably only going to hit one or two in Seattle.
Yeah, not the friendliest place to hit out there, but I don't know. Cal Raleigh's making it look pretty damn easy out there. Bob, in your opinion, then, if we're talking around this time of year and the deadline, pitchers are going to be the premium. Starting pitchers are always the premium. You know, we mentioned that Charlie Morton's a name that's going to get moved and what that value could be. Who knows? But is there any starting pitcher in your mind, team control, expiring contract, that really is, maybe catching your eye more than others? I know like Joe Ryan's name got thrown out there, but it's going to take a lot for the Twins to move them. Is there a guy that you think that maybe we're not talking about enough throughout Major League Baseball that could be on the move here soon?
Yeah, I don't see any way the Twins move Joe Ryan. I mean, they'll get him under contract for a couple of years, all-star pitcher. So that wouldn't make any sense to me. I'd be shocked by that. No, there's not a whole lot out there. I mean, the best, might be, Sandy Alcantara. I mean, he's had a terrible year, had a good start last one. You do have him for two more years of control, so they're going to ask for a lot. And the team is kind of gambling like, okay, we think he can help us now, but he should sure help us the next 2 years. So he'll be the number one guy out there. Then, two guys on expiring contracts in Arizona, Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen. And, Gallen's got better stuff, but much more erratic, has not had a good season. Where Kelly's been very consistent, very strong, pitching WBC, so he's not afraid of big moments.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us here, ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Ryan Ripken. Blue Jays at first place, a stunning turn of events, I guess, if you look at their start and their certainly disappointing season in 2024. Tony Taters, Santander's out through at least the end of August here with his injury. Why the turnaround this dramatic for Toronto, and what might the Blue Jays be looking for here, Bob, in the next 6 weeks, or 6 days, rather?
Well, they're certainly going to get a starting pitcher. I mean, now you got, what everybody's appetite, everybody's excited in Canada. They got to do something. They got a couple jobs in line, too. I mean, they're president of baseball operations, Mark Shapiro, last year of his contract, Ross Atkins, the GM. He's got just one more year left. So they got to make a big splash. But, yeah, just kind of everything's come together. Obviously, George Springer is finally playing like they hoped when they first signed him. Bichette's had a very good year. Vlad Guerrero just been okay, getting good pitching. But it's just it seems like just a confidence thing is growing in where they feel now they can win every game. I mean, we haven't seen them, act like this in a few years, where, maybe back 2015, where, they're coming in like, okay, we're going to win this game, and we feel like we're the best team in the division.
Yeah, confidence can do wonders for a ball club, and especially when the expectations were lower for Toronto going into this season, a team that had higher expectations, but they're playing with a lot of confidence even after the Rafael Devers trade was the Boston Red Sox. So, Bob, do you think Boston's going to be aggressive here, or do you think they're just kind of – they might have a moderate type of trade deadline, because there's a lot of speculation on different ways that they could approach this as we get closer to July 31st.
Yeah, I go moderate, Ryan. I just don't see them being that aggressive. They haven't been in the past. They've worked hard to get these prospects and stuff. So I think they say, let's try to be moderate here. Then maybe a year from now, be ultra aggressive, be aggressive during the winter. But don't do anything foolish now. And, the price tag's going to be high. There's not that many sellers out there. They're all buyers. So the price tag will be steep. So I think they'll do something, but I don't think they're going to make, a huge deal that's going to say, oh, okay, now they're going to win the AL East or put themselves in position. I think maybe make a move and put themselves in position to make the playoffs, but not necessarily win the division.
Bob, before we let you get back to work, Detroit Tigers had best record in baseball at the All-Star break. They don't even have the best record in the American League right now. What the hell's happened to them all of a sudden?
Yeah, I know. I'm in Cooperstown now. I started saying that to Alan Trammell. Because before, we're just leaking oil. Now it's like we need a whole new engine. It's falling apart here. It happens. So you see teams with big leads, kind of go south. And Tigers have done that a lot over the years. But it's a young team, so you got to make sure the confidence is on the road. I think, now it's like the Tigers better do something to deadline. They need a big-time closer, maybe even a back-end starting pitcher, but certainly a closer just to kind of get these guys going again and say, okay, we believe in you. Don't freak out here. You're fine. Yeah, they're lucky in their AL Central. I don't think there's anybody in the AL Central that's capable of knocking them off, even as poorly as they're playing.
Bob Nightingale, the great Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Bob, always appreciate the time. Have fun in Cooperstown, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds great. See you, Bob. See you, Ryan.
There's Bob Nightingale, everybody. We'll come back. Nolan's got a problem with the Orioles not having batting practice today because it's hot outside. And Mike Bordick's got a problem with weighted balls for pitchers. What does Ryan Ripken think about both subjects? You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Gregory Soto's gone. Looks you got to sell them jerseys on eBay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.